Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull today unveiled a historic white paper on foreign policy, the first of its kind in the past 14 years. The report aims to provide Australia with a long-term outlook of what our international relations will look like. So what will the future bring for this uncertain world? Benito Carboni has the story.
The verdict is in. Australia's foreign policy will retain its focus of promoting open trade and global diplomacy, whilst also emphasising defence as a pillar of our foreign affairs. The rules-based system that Turnbull wants would see globalist ideals like free trade agreements thrive, with or without the help of the United States. The report also acknowledges China as a world power on the level of the US, stressing their relationship as vital. I spoke to Dean Forbes, Emeritus Professor at Flinders University, to get a better appreciation of the paper.
What's particularly important about the timing is that there have been some major shifts that have occurred across our region, and those shifts get caught up in this paper, I think, very clearly.
What is the international rules-based system that Malcolm Turnbull keeps pushing?
It's basically that whole infrastructure of international agencies that provide a sort of stable and manageable set of rules that enable trade and exchanges and transport routes to operate, all those sorts of things that we need to be able to move across the globe.
Many were surprised to see the absence of foreign aid as a main tenet of the report, with numerous charities expressing their dismay at the government's attitude towards an already dwindling resource. Here is Dean Forbes again.
I think the government would see that we're in a particularly vulnerable time where things are happening which we can't really manage. For instance, we know that China is now much more powerful and much stronger and outward-looking and doing things that are going to have a big influence on us. We know that North Korea is behaving erratically and putting the world at risk. And we know that the United States, with a president that's somewhat unfocused and all over the place, is no longer quite as reliable and transparent as it has been. So that this is a time when we actually do need much more focus on international affairs. There is a concern about aid. It doesn't come through in a strong way. There is recognition that the Pacific Islands is one of the regions where we do need to really continue to focus on providing support.
One of the statements that came from it was the Australian government judges that the United States' long-term interests will anchor its economic and security engagement in the Indo-Pacific. Does this point to the government attempting to navigate safely through this protectionist Trump era until a more globalist thinking president is elected?
I think it certainly is a reaction to the US, but I think also a reaction to China. I think the whole idea of talking about an Indo-Pacific region instead of an Asia-Pacific region, which was pretty much the standard language of the past, reflects the government's belief that India, with its giant population, will be a much more important player within our overall region, will help to somewhat offset the influence of China, and Australia will be in a position to engage in that Indo side of the Indo-Pacific region and take advantage of what is happening.
Australia sees itself as a crucial player in relations between the United States and China. How do you think we will see that evolve over the next decade?
Very complicated and difficult role to play. There's even a lot of diversity in views within Australia about how Australia connects with China and whether we're getting a good deal or not, how we deal with China and how we, because there's sort of such difficult issues as the risks in the South China Sea and China's Belt and Road Initiative, which is driving very much westward. I think this is a very complex time. I think it's going to be very hard for Australia to see its way through it.